Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
How can you predict if someone's going to be an amazing business partner or an amazing spouse? That's a big claim, isn't it? Listen, life gives us such bad examples that I just had to shoot this quick video. Because in the last 24 hours, there have been multiple people that have made major mess ups. And rather than taking ownership, they've made excuses. Now listen, I'm not talking about anybody you know. These are people who are basically individuals we've hired as part of our conference coming up. And it's related to that type of stuff. And listen, when somebody messes something up, that's totally cool. Like, I am so okay with that. Listen, I mess things up every day. It's called humanity. But when you mess up, and when someone respectfully, graciously brings it to your attention, how do you respond? This is true in marriage. This is true in business. This is true in life. Predictor of someone who's going to be a success, the predictor of someone that you want to spend time with, is if they own their mistakes. If they say, you know what, you are right, or you know what, I was wrong. Not, hey, sorry if what I said, sorry if you took what I said personally. I mean, where is that? Where is the ownership in that? Sorry if what I said, if you took what I said personally and then excuse it all away. Listen, don't even apologize. You might as well just say, I'm a jerk and I'm not owning anything. Better to do that than to placate someone. And listen, I know we're all guilty of this, right? I mean, we've all been there where we don't really want to own something. Look, if our team messes something up, which we do at times, I'll be the first one to say, you know what? I own it. Even if I didn't do it, as CEO, I own that. Why? Because I'm the leader. And so it's my fault. If our team makes a mistake, it's my fault. I'm not talking about, false ownership where you feel responsible for everything in life, lightning strikes and you take ownership and say, you know, the lightning struck and that's my bad. No, I'm not talking about that, but I'm just talking about that, you know what, we own the process, we own the results. That's what leadership is about. I mean, you tell me, do you think our world needs that today? You look at everything. I'm not getting political here, I'm not getting into sports, I'm just talking about in life. If we as people owned our actions, how would the world look differently today? You tell me. I think we'd suddenly get more progress. I think we'd suddenly make more advances. I think we would be amazed at the results. So maybe I'm fired up today. I think I am. I think I'm fired up today just because I want people, including me, to look in the mirror and say, you know what? If I'm gonna take an action, I'm gonna own that action. And I'm not gonna blame it on every single thing in the world that, we talk about this often. We have victims and victors. And if you've hung with me, you know exactly where I'm going. And I'll say it super quick. Victims lie in bed. Blame, excuses, and denial. They live below the line. Victors put their oar in the water and move forward. They take ownership, accountability, and responsibility. Victors say I happen to the world. Victims say the world happens to me. And I hope you understand I'm talking about not victims of crime. I'm talking about a mindset that we can easily adopt if we're not careful. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. Take ownership and use this little grid as a predictor if someone's going to be a good business partner, a good client, a good spouse. They take ownership for their actions. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.